Come on in and listen to some shed talk. Hunting, fishing, beer, drinking with my bird dog. In the woods, in the field, on the water, amen. Lord, we do it all, Illinois. Yeah.
What is that?
That was the metronome.
I'm back in Santa Maria. Are we on? Is it live?
It's live.
Is it live?
We're here.
We are back, motherfuckers! And we still hate you guys.
But we appreciate you listening, even though you all kind of suck. And
how long has it been?
A while. We had a pretty good hiatus. We were gone for a while. We had a lot of things going on.
Dude.
Life. I'm getting married next week.
Oh, shit.
So we had that going on. So we kind of lost track of, you know, last year. This year.
What is the name of the thing that is even on? Anchor?
Yeah, we're on Anchor.
I'm trying to look up. Actually, I just go on Spotify.
Yeah, just go on
look
Spotify.
Look up and see when the last one that we did was.
It was a while ago.
Was it last year?
It was. I think it was December. Or it was probably a year ago, actually. Let's see.
Shed Talk Podcast.
Last one.
Okay.
Your phone's too close.
Hold on.
You're fucking up.
Hold on. No. No.
Speak.
No. What? April, May. What is it? 2023?
It is.
Oh, shit.
December.
Jiggity J.
No. Oh, yeah. Jiggity J. We had January 2nd of this year. So, you know.
Oh, we were in this year.
Yeah, we were still in this year, so we're doing pretty good. Yeah. You know, only 9 months later, we decided to get back.
Yeah, whatever, man. We've been busy.
I mean, there was, after that, we were in snow goose season, so I was gone for an entire month, and then
February
it was,
gone, March,
we were just trying to figure out life again.
Yeah, get back in the swing, March, April,
I was fishing.
Fuck April.
I was fishing and fishing and
Canada.
Fishing and more fishing, and then May, I went to Canada. And
May, I tore my pack.
Oh yeah, you did tear your pack.
Horrible.
That was god-awful.
Oh my god.
You looked like you had a gigantic D cup fake titty implant.
Dude, I had some sweet fucking titties. If I did it on both of them, could you imagine?
Could you imagine? You would look like that. You would have looked like that dude up in Monaco.
I could have tucked my dick in between my legs and just you could have took a picture of me face without my face on it, and I just had the sweet tits.
Sweet hairy
sweet
man tits.
Pussy out there.
Well, we've kind of
May, June. June, I had surgery in June.
You had surgery in June, and then we went on vacation at the end of June, and then also stayed in vacation until, like, August.
The end of August? We were gone the entire month of August.
And the entire month of July.
August, we went to Louisiana.
Ooh, yeah, we went to my bachelor
Arkansas.
Party in Louisiana and Arkansas.
Bad fucking ass.
When we were down there, we were stabbing pigs and shooting redfish and alligator gar and...
I tell you what, man.
So we do have it all on film, too. I'm still working on, you know, as you guys can tell, I'm slow at everything.
We need a tech guy.
Yeah, because our one tech guy, he's hit or miss, and he's...
Fuck him. He's out.
He's out.
He can't... He is going to the Illinois-Penn State game tomorrow. Penn State is just going to pound Illinois. It's not even going to be a game. But
no, I kind of feel bad for Illinois.
He was supposed to film for us tomorrow, but dove hunt, but he's...
Yeah, I had a nice little, actually, it was a dove plot that we had for my wedding to, like, take pictures and shit by, and then I decided that I'm going to roll it so we can kill doves on it this weekend. Sorry. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. I'm trying to find, right here it is. Bayou Bow Fishing Charters and Airboat Services in Louisiana. If you want to get on some freaking redfish...
It is an absolute blast. Your limit is 5 redfish a night, but you can shoot unlimited gar. I'm pretty sure.
These dudes down there know what they're doing, man.
We are on fish every single night, shooting these big bull redfish.
Dude, massive, with a bow.
What's awesome is that people, like, want these things protected as a game fish, and...
I want to fly fish for them.
Then you got us assholes coming in at night and just
dude,
wreaking
fuck
havoc
that, man.
On them.
You go down, you get in the fucking boat. They got 4 fucking mud motors on the back of that thing, dude. Fucking lights. And they're playing Young Dolph, man. Just blasting music at like 1 o'clock in the morning, dude. There ain't nothing better than that.
And everyone's just wasted ripping around the bayou. It's a blast. An absolute blast.
Nah, man. Fucking, get a hold of these guys, man. Mark took really good care of us. Our buddy Jacob from Arkansas. get a hold of one of those guys.
And they'll get you a hold. They'll get you.
They'll get you set up, man. Get you on some fish, dude. It's a freaking blast.
Like you might be a little sticker shock at the price at the beginning, but it's 100% worth it.
It's totally worth it. And I think they got their gator season going on right now. I think they got a few more tags.
I think he just posted the other day that he's got a handful.
The other day,
and they've been on the gator too.
Yeah, they're getting some nice fish and gators down there, dude.
It's a blast.
Hell yeah!
I'd advise anyone to go from up here. It's not like bow fishing up here. These redfish are so fast.
It's a whole other animal.
Well, it is.
Dude, the first night we were there, he's like shoot at the front of the wake. I'm like, what is this motherfucker talking about, dude? What wake, dude? He's like, right there. I'm like, I don't see no wake. And then at the second night, dude, you're dialed in, man. I mean, you know exactly.
Yeah, we probably missed like maybe 20 shots out of the couple hundred that we were taking.
Dude, we were killer the next day.
It was on them,
dude. You know who I want to get out hunting with? Sorry to get off topic. I'm like all over the place.
We've been gone a while, so we've got like 9 months of topics to talk
about.
We
need to get Matt Robertson out with us hunting this year.
Matt Robertson, the dude from High Point?
No. Matt Robertson, the freaking Bassmaster OG fur coat wear motherfucker.
Oh, that
dude.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Big old fucking honky ass, man.
That big old fucking
dude.
That big hillbilly.
He needs to come out goose hunting. I think we
I think once the folks see what you have in store for this season.
Oh, the freaking Honk Daddy Pimp, man.
The Honk Daddy Pimp.
I'm not going to give anything away, but, I mean.
You'll see.
The freaking.
The time will come.
The Honk Daddy Pimp, man. Check me out on TikTok, dude. I haven't busted out my full attire, so.
And we're also going to try to get in a little bit heavier into social media this year, especially if we could find a tech guy that'd real help. We're not that intelligent. It just took us like 30 minutes to try to figure out this podcast stuff again.
I did set us up a YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel.
Okay, perfect. What's it called?
Hitman Outdoors.
Hitman Outdoors. I like it. We're just Hitman everything. We're Hitman, the Honk Daddy Pimps. We're all of it.
Yeah, the Honk Daddy Pimps.
That's going to be our best TikTok.
Fucking get on the Honk Daddy Pimp, dude. Especially, I mean, even if you...
Even if you don't really even enjoy hunting content, we still do some really stupid shit on video.
Yeah, it's fun. Especially, like,
you can't say it, but we booze a lot, and we like to.
We like to
get down and dirty. Like I bet there's probably gonna be quite good footage from my wedding, because we're not really just having a typical wedding. We're having like your old school I shouldn't even say old school, new school fucking wedding where you do the whole wedding ceremony, you do a little bit of the reception, and then after about 8 o'clock, we pretty much invited like 300 something people just to come down and party.
Dude, hopefully I ordered my cowboy hat yesterday. Hopefully that motherfucker comes in, dude.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, all of us are wearing cowboy hats and sport coats and jeans.
I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't have a cowboy hat.
Dude, you can honestly find one of these cocksuckers at the gas station.
I got them at the Loves. I was thinking about buying one at the Loves.
You should
on the street.
Just the American flag one, just the really shitty one.
Yeah, I spent $250 on this one.
Did you?
I'm going to wear it one time.
Did you get the one off of TikTok from that dude?
No, man. That guy, he was a good dude. But he just didn't have my size.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
I was like, all right, whatever. And then I ordered the same one off of some other website yesterday.
Mm. So you're about as deep in as I am on a fucking cowboy hat that I wear.
Yeah, but I think I'm gonna wear a goose hunt this year. It's gonna be part of my get up, the Honk Daddy Pimps get up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I'm just gonna have to knuckle down and just have to wear mine in the goose field too.
I need to get another coat, man.
I need to find one on.
I need to get some matching bibs is what I need to get.
I don't think you could find matching bibs to go with that coat.
They get so dirty.
They get destroyed,
man. They get destroyed.
You'd be back in the dry cleaners like fucking once every Monday.
I'm gonna rip the 1980s Carhartt old school camo, man. Ain't nobody ever seen that before.
No, they're straight out of Grandpa Jean's closet. They're not even like the so when he says 1980s Carhartt bibs, it's not like the new school Carhartt bibs. No, they're straight up 1980s off of Grandpa.
I mean, The new everyone's like, oh yo man, I got the old school shit. Like, nah, motherfucker. You don't have the old school shit, man. That shit was made this year, is printed this year. Yeah. I got the OG Carhartt bibs from the fucking 80s.
From downtown, baby.
I don't even know, man. I got like one, the first pair ever made, dude.
Yeah. Signed like, one of one.
Like, you couldn't even look these up on eBay, man, and find these bibs.
You couldn't even look them up on back pages.
No. Like, you'd had to get these back when they first came out.
Speaking about back pages.
Back pages.
Santiago, Chile. That's one of our next big adventures.
Jesus, when is that? 2 years? I need to start saving. I don't have any money.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have any money. I spent it all on that stripper.
If you guys like us, please subscribe. We're trying to travel the world for you folks and get it all on film now.
Man, she took all my money.
That bitch did take all your money. Speaking about that, that was a good show. The Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. We didn't sell a fucking thing.
That's okay.
We had a blast.
It's all matters. Nobody has more fun than we do.
No.
I can tell you that. The boys down there.
The working class bow hunters were so excited to see us down. And once we invited them. So all of us were. They had like this big after party the working class bow hunters did at the thing. And it was a blast. That was fun. What was that dude's name?
Cody Christian. Yep. Is he playing at your wedding?
No, he's not. He was expensive. Fuck.
How much?
I don't remember.
$2,000?
I think it was. Which is a little, because I already had a fucking DJ and everything.
Fuck that motherfucking DJ.
I know, but this dude is good. He could play everything.
He sounded like Paul Coffey.
He did.
Looked like the dude too.
He kind of did. Yeah. But so we were all kind of sitting there like, hey, let's go to the. We're kind of started talking and chirping everybody. It was pretty much just the vendors at this point and like the owners of the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. We were kind of like, let's go to the Teddy Bar. And just kind of like, you could see everyone start chirping around like, let's go to Kappa's. So me, my fiance, and Josh, and my little brother, we pull into there. We all get in. We're getting some drinks, taking a piss. You know, it was like a 15-minute ride from where we're just at. And all of a sudden, we turn around, and everyone that we were just partying with pulls up. We're like, oh, hell yeah.
Dude, when they all walked in, this old man, probably 65 years old.
I think he, like,
came up. I think he owned the place.
I think he did, too. He
came up to me. He's like, dude, you guys want to pull up tables, chairs, anything you guys want, let me know. I was like, all right, man, thanks.
Yeah, he was so happy to have that many people in there.
I'm like, how about a couple of Tito's and Red Bulls, dude? back, old boy hooks it up, and I'm like, okay.
This guy's legit.
I mean, we packed that place, dude. There was probably 40 of us in there.
There was.
It was freaking awesome.
And so when we walked in, there was a decent crowd in there, but there was probably 30 people in there, all kind of split up, no one really sitting on the stage. And then all of a sudden, 40 of us roll up, all of us pile the stage. And these girls went ridiculous.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
No, they were straight up.
Can't even talk about it.
No, we'll probably get banned before we even get started again.
Oh, man.
They did some amazing things towards each other.
I feel like I was in Thailand, dude.
Like a straight up brothel.
Yeah.
This comes back full circle to back pages. I literally felt like we were on it. We just ordered a pair off back pages to do whatever the hell we wanted.
In like a legit, you know what I mean.
It was awesome.
It was like, oh shit, out in the middle of a cornfield, man.
Yeah, it was just like, literally middle of nowhere. It was a blast.
Who would have freaking thought?
I wouldn't have thought. I didn't think we were going to have that much
fun. That was a good time. Nah, but we met some good people down there, got some good connections.
Them
guys put on a great show.
The Thumper Outdoors fellow, I believe his name is Trent. He does all the Broadhead reviews. He contacted us and he wants to do a show with us. So he's probably gonna come up here in the next couple weeks and
I got a bunch of people that
hang out and talk, so that'll be fun.
We got a bunch of people we gotta get on here. We gotta get Brian on here.
Yeah, Brian.
Brian would talk for hours about Delta Waterfall.
Yeah, he's our head chairman or regional director, I guess. I think his title is for the Delta Waterfall for Illinois, Iowa, I think some of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's...
I'd like to talk to that guy that had that, Freedom Retrievers? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Retrieving Freedom.
Yeah, Retrieving Freedom.
That guy would be interesting to talk to too.
Yeah, for sure. He was awesome. We just met him at the Delta Waterfall banquet on Tuesday that we went and did a display at.
Yeah, that was a good time. Them boys put on a.
Yeah, that especially for a Tuesday.
They put on a good dinner, man, for a Tuesday.
For a Tuesday, I think there was like 250 people there. They had some big bone-in pork chops.
Dude, they made a lot of money at that one.
Yeah, I think for the Freedom Retrievers, he sells a duck call, and everything goes into their dog program for getting children with autism and some other disabilities, and vets with PTSD training dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they raised over $3,000 on this one duck call for their charity, so that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think the guy bought it for $3,000.
Yeah, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, they do. It's freaking awesome what they do for them guys.
Yeah, like, and his, so his whole story was, he was, like, in and out of trying to commit suicide, and he ended up with this dog, and this dog pretty much saved his life because his dog was just always on top of him and making sure that he kept on going and spreading the, now he spreads the word of this company that he's with and doing great things for the American folk, mm-hmm. especially the ones that were in battle. I couldn't even imagine. So what they do is amazing.
I'm looking at my notes.
What's on today's note? And today's episode isn't even sponsored by Busch Light. We're on the Captain and Dr. Peppers today.
Would you fuck somebody without legs?
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. So I was listening to Brad Williams skit the other day. It was the funniest fucking thing. He's like, I will not fuck a midget.
Dude, what?
He said, I will not fucking, so Brad Williams is a midget. He said, I will not fucking another midget if she does not have pussy hair.
What?
He said, because could you imagine grabbing these tiny little size 3 feet and there being no hair? He's like, I'd feel like a pedophile immediately. He says normal people, he said, yeah, that shit better be clean shaven. But a midget, no. Have some hair down there.
What if you're out to dinner and like you go back to your place and take your pants off and
she pops these fucking
and like her fucking legs come off with her pants, dude.
You know what the
dude,
best
the legs,
you could spin her like a helicopter.
The legs the legs, like I couldn't do the legs. I could do an arm. Maybe an arm. Like if she didn't.
You know how nice it would be? You could fuck her and walk away. What is she going to do? Try to catch you? It's going to be like an episode of. Remember like Call of Duty Zombies? When all they walk around on their hands?
Their legs off.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
Oh, man.
What a bunch of assholes.
Dude, so I was duck hunting the opener in Wisconsin.
Wait, so if any of you guys would fuck a lady with no legs, let us know on Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok.
A couple of our friends that would.
100%.
Unfortunately.
So your opener experience?
I was duck hunting the opener in Wisconsin.
Did you bring the stripper with you with no legs?
No.
Damn it.
I have so many strip club stories. The opener in Wisconsin, I showed up Thursday the night before it opened on Friday. I don't even know what day. What? Is the opener.
The first.
Whatever you Wisconsin folks. I showed up to my spot, and I'm like, shit. I don't remember the fucking dock not being in the water. At the ramp.
So we went and looked at this earlier in the year, back in July, just to kind of scout it, get a feel of the lake, to see, you know, where we should go, what might be good.
It looked promising in July.
It did. It looked awesome. There was fucking 200 something geese sitting on the lake, a bunch of new babies.
Yeah, it was nice.
A bunch of mallards.
It was not promising September 1st. Dude, I'm like, god damn. I'm like, oh, maybe it was out of the water. I was kind of fucked up. But driving around. So it's just me. Driving around, me and the dog, driving around. I come ripping around that little bend that we found.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, there's some teal. I'll go up a little bit more. I'm just, like, hammering down on the throttle. Like, I'm like, oh, that's water. All of a sudden, right into the mud, dude.
As I was on the phone with him.
I was like, I'm looking around. I was like, oh, my God, there ain't no water. I'm like, I'm stuck in mud, actual mud. And I somehow got the boat spun around. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to spend the night here, dude. Hang up the phone with you, get it spun around. I had to get out of the boat, take my socks. I don't know why I didn't bring my waders.
That was stupid.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting
to get out of the boat.
Yeah, and be pushing, but I get out of the boat, and I can't use my arm.
Because he tore his
pack. Cut my pack. I'm like, fuck, I'm fucked. They're going to have to helicopter me out of this motherfucker. I get the boat spun around. Thank God it was like a clay mud. I went like to ankle deep. If I would have went like nuts deep, I would have been fucked. I get the boat spun around and I'm just hammering down on this motor, dude. Like, I thought it was going to explode. It was so hot. I was going like an inch every 30 seconds, just screaming. And like, all the teal that were back there, they're gone. I'm like, I ended up getting out of there, and then I went back there the next morning, and I was going to hunt there, and there's some guy there, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning with a headlamp on. I'm like, well, you ain't going to shoot anybody, because I scared every bird out of the...
sorry, fella.
You probably heard me yesterday, but I went down a ways, and it was just a big, like, a mud flat's good for teal hunting, but, I mean, there was nowhere to put the boat, so I dug a fucking hole in the fucking...
Okay. It's a good drink, huh?
Uh-huh. I dug a hole in the mud, and I go to lay down, and the fucking water, I get water down my back, like 5 gallons of water, just because it saturated the mud, and I was like, fuck. I went and found a bunch of logs and shit, put them around me, and, I had a couple come in early, but other than that, it just rained. I think all the birds got up and left because the water was down 5 feet.
There was no water left.
It was just like the main lake. There was no like the backwaters that we found earlier in the year. They just weren't there, and I think
they must have opened up the floodgates and needed water somewhere.
Well, there's a I don't know if it's some kind of power plant that they have up there. They have to maintain a certain water level,
mm-hmm.
and they suck all that water out of the Wisconsin River.
Right, which that whole lake that's is part of that. Yeah, the Wisconsin River chain.
That's what it was. But if it's going to be like that every year, I'll never go back.
No. We'll just go do our normal Illinois trip.
Yeah, I'm not going to drive 5 hours north to go hunting 6 inches of fucking water.
And teal that might not even be there.
Teal that I don't even know if they're there because it's 5 hours away.
5 hours north. I'm surprised they didn't shoot any honkers either.
There was a lot of geese.
Just nothing wanted to cooperate.
So I didn't bring any goose decoys because I don't care to shoot geese in the early season because we shoot so many of them fucking things. Later on, I was in it for the teal. But if I would have brought a layout blind with like a green pullover, there was like they were all feeding in the grass where what used to be water was all grass.
Right.
And they were all landing back. I found like 400 of them back there, but jeez. I didn't have any freaking.
You didn't have anything to capitalize on.
I didn't have any decoys for geese. Like, I was like, oh, this is cool.
God damn it, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but no, it was fun. I got to get the dog out. And
yeah, she probably had a blast.
She's a big water dog. Not so much a land dog. She's more of a water dog.
No, she hasn't figured out the whole land program yet.
We're working on it.
She's young.
We're working on it.
And she's short. It doesn't help.
No.
Especially because usually all we kill is really big geese, and she can't pick them up over the corn stalks that are as tall as she is.
Yeah.
So she struggles.
Yeah, she's 55 pounds, but...
Yeah, she's 55 pounds picking up 8 to 12 pound geese.
She's a freaking badass dog in the water, dude. I can tell you that.
For sure.
She's freaking killing it out in Nebraska. We don't really hunt much water.
Speaking of that,
are you coming?
Yeah.
Are you coming this year?
I am.
Hell yeah.
So they pushed back our walleye tournament an extra week, so I think we're gonna leave after we eat Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm gonna come home.
Oh, you'll be home at your family Thanksgiving for once?
Yeah. So we're gonna come home Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. Eat Thanksgiving dinner, and then I'm gonna come home from Nebraska, eat Thanksgiving dinner, and then hop back in the truck and head to Ohio to go walleye fish.
Hell yeah. Dude, it's so much fun out there.
I can't wait. Oh, man. I'm excited.
I was thinking about getting this guy I met at the Deer and Beer Festival, Lance Brown. He's on Instagram. Look him up. He films.
Yeah, that's right.
I was gonna see if... cause he's booked. He normally films deer hunting, but I asked him if he wanted to come out for a few days in Nebraska.
And film us.
And film us a couple days. Just like, there's nothing like freaking duck hunting out there, man. In the backwater, like mountains in the background, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a real fun time. And yeah. I'm excited that I'm actually gonna be able to go this year. Cause typically during that week, I go out with my. Father and my two brothers out walleye fishing at a big tournament at the Walleye Fall Brawl every year, which we usually pull in at least one 10-pound walleye.
Pull some good fish.
Yeah, we always keep 6 fish a day per person, and it's a good trip to stock the freezer.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
No, me either. I think we're going to take a nice commercial break, refill our cocktails, and we'll be back for round 2. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Hey, all, this is Shed Talk Podcast, brought to you by Recrafted Roofing out of Minooka, Illinois, Roofing Done Right. You can follow them on Facebook at Recrafted Roofing Company or on TikTok at The Recrafted One. Also, shout out Craycrafted Custom Construction out of Coal City, Illinois, for all your residential construction needs. You can follow them on Facebook at Craycrafted Custom Creations. Shout out Rustic Scruff, Dog Grooming Salon, also in Coal City. If you guys are looking to get your dog groomed, these two girls do a great job. You can follow them on Facebook at Rustic Scruff. Also, shout out Sasquatch Tree and Stump out of Minooka, Illinois. Follow them on Facebook or look them up online at sasquatchtrees.com. And last but not least, Hitman Creations. Building rustic farmhouse shit and just doing all kinds of projects. Anything you guys want done in your house. Look them up on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook at Hitman Creations.
You've got a new text message.
Nice, Sandy. Dude, could you imagine a freaking AC/DC browser?
And this comes on? In this economy? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. We might not be full of information today, but we just got to get catching y'all back up on...
We're not full of information, but we're full of stories.
What life's been going on lately, but...
So, let's go. Let's recap... You know, anything else good happened?
What?
Hold on.
I
will say, if you haven't went and fucking ran hogs with dogs and stabbed them.
Oh, man.
It is an absolute riot.
That's freaking...
It's like...
Unreal.
It's like coon hunting on steroids.
Yeah.
What are you growling?
Hey.
Get over here. Someone must have arrived.
What you barking at, dog?
Doggy, what you barking at?
It's almost deer season, bud.
Oh, I know, bud.
We're close.
We're real close.
We are 16 days and one sleep away.
16 days and one sleep. I think Justin and I are going to go up to, I don't know, somewhere up fucking northwest of us.
Joe Davis?
I think so.
Joe Davis County?
I think we're going to go there. Joe Davis County.
So he wants to go up there, and I'm going to duck hunt the Mississippi River because it looks badass.
No, but we're going to go there for the opener of deer. So the first,
Oh, the first?
Yeah, we're going to go the first, second, third.
Yeah, I'm not going to that.
Yeah, I figured so. Especially with your fucking gimp ass arm.
I got my crossbow now, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to be shooting deer at 70 yards.
Thoop. Ping. They ain't going to know what hit them at 70.
Deer season's coming up. I have zero working cameras. Actually, one of them works.
Don't worry, guys. We got Spy Point. Useless piles of shit. We got a stealth cam. Doesn't even connect to our fucking phone. And we got a tacticam. Also doesn't fucking connect to our phone. Dude, all sitting right here. Useless piles of shit.
I don't know what it is about these. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the cell cam, so I don't have to go out there and pull
SD cards
like every weekend and disturb the peace. But at the same time, I'm like, why? I don't know if it's just me, if I'm the jackass that is the only one that has like these kind of fucking problems.
No, because
I've got 10 or 12
spy points and they're all fucking useless. And then you call their fucking department and they used to be really good. Their customer service used to be fucking awesome, which is why I love Spy Point. Now you call them and you get some dude that can barely speak fucking English.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what even the hell they're talking about. So I don't even know why they even hire these people to talk to you.
I'm going
to
cut my finger.
I think you are.
No, man. I just don't get it. Every year I update the firmware. I do everything you're supposed to do. But it's just every fucking year they just don't work, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going back to the old school fucking cameras, because I still have fucking one of them Browning cameras I bought 12 years ago. That motherfucker takes crisp, clear pictures, dude.
Some real nice photos.
Like, I mean, it sucks that it don't come to my phone, but I'm done spending $300, $200 on freaking cell cams, and the motherfuckers don't even work. Like, where do these people think we hunt? In the fucking suburbs, man? Like, we're out in the middle of the woods. Get some goddamn better service to these things, man.
For real.
Like, seriously.
We're not all fucking where, you know, where the good deer hunting is isn't always where all the good service is.
Like, I get that you can buy the antenna, but I ain't climbing 30 feet up into a fucking tree to put an antenna
up there. To fucking wrap this antenna up there that a squirrel's just gonna chew through anyway.
No kidding. That motherfucker will be eaten in 2 weeks.
That's what I told Justin. He wouldn't put one up at his property. I just laughed at him.
30-foot of cable. I'm like, dude, you're nuts. That thing's going to be chewed up in a couple weeks by the mice and the squirrels.
And then the vines are going to start growing up into it and then break it.
Or you just forget about it and then you go back next year and it's like...
I've got cameras all over the fucking place. I don't even remember where they're at now.
I walked up on one. It scared the shit out of me. I was like, who's deer hunting out here? I'm like, oh, that's my camera.
Yeah.
My own property and nobody else deer hunts. No, but I'm tired of the freaking cell cams, man. I can't freaking stand them.
You know what?
I'm sure that'll ruffle some feathers in the deer hunting community, but I don't give a fuck. Like,
I'm kind of on our buddy Chad's program. He doesn't even fucking run any cameras. He just says, if you're going to go out there and hunt, you're going to go out there and fucking hunt. It don't matter what's on the camera.
The problem is, all right, fair enough. He ain't wrong. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go in blind this year and say, fuck it. The problem is, you get a picture of a buck on camera during the rut, you ain't going to get that fucking buck on camera again during the rut. Because that thing's just cruising through there.
Yeah, especially in most of our spots are just cruising.
I mean, if you're on like some freaking like good deer hunting ground, like, yeah. Oh, I got that buck on camera multiple times. Like, congratulations.
Yeah, I got them all summer. I've watched them and watched them. Yeah.
Like, cool, man. No, we don't have them kind of farms here, but...
No, all of ours are fucking pass-through.
Like, November 13th, I get a picture of a big-ass booner coming by. If I ain't in the stand when that thing's coming by, I ain't probably going to see that deer again in that spot.
No, not there. Because like, there's just... We don't have a whole lot of woods to hold these things.
No, it's just, like, it's especially hard out by where I hunt, because, I mean, there's, like, one patch of timber, and then everything else is just, like, fingers just going off.
Fingers
and
everywhere.
Just run. It's so hard to freaking...
You just gotta be there at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, like, just go hunt, man. Get in the woods.
can't kill them from the couch,
I don't give a fuck what's on your camera, but if you ain't in the woods, like, whatever. But, nah. I'm just going to go in blind this year with the crossbow. I think I'm going to hunt from the ground. Fuck it.
Honestly, you could with crossbow. If you tuck yourself in tight.
Yep.
get yourself one of them little pop-up blinds right in front
of
you.
I should be able to climb up into a tree stand. But
I think you could by late by November, you could.
Yeah, I think I could now.
You're pulling a bow back.
Yeah, I think I could now.
I mean, not some of our shit that we climb into, but like a ladder stand you can get into.
Our stupid stands where we're 35 feet in the air.
And with four sticks.
Yeah. No, but I just don't like the cell cams, man. Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with them.
Yeah, they've pretty much kicked your ass the entire time.
I just don't get it. I don't know if I'm just technologically, like, I just refuse to learn the new technology ways.
Back to, if there's anyone out there that can help us, please.
Please help me.
Please help us.
I spend so much money on these cameras. I have running subscriptions, and they're sitting on my fucking table right now. Off. I'm like, fuck, dude. I can't even run these cameras. I just spent, I don't even know. Thank God I got those stealth cams on sale.
Right.
Dude, they take, the one I have that's working right now, takes awesome pictures. The night pictures are freaking awesome. The videos are awesome.
The stealth cams?
Our buddy Justin was telling us, I think it's the new stealth cam they came out with. It makes, you can go on to the app and you can take a picture.
Like, you can have it send you a picture immediately.
You can, like, notify the camera that you want a picture and it'll send you a picture of your phone.
See, I don't know why they don't all do that.
Without, like, anything triggering it.
So, like, I know I had one on my food plot that I wasn't getting a whole lot of action at, like, right at the beginning of the season on it. Mm-hmm. Just because we don't really hold a whole lot of deer. It was kind of more for later October when we do start to get deer that'll hold them in there a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to see what the fuck it looked like.
Right.
And that'll be nice.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to go out there.
Yeah, then I don't have to go out there. Right. And then I would just have to wait for a fucking measly raccoon or a wind to blow.
Nice for that, but at the same time, like,
or
if you're going to walk to your stand and you, like, that's the stand you want to hunt that day, and there's, like, six deer standing there, like, what are you going to do? Just wait?
Right.
You're just not going to go in? I mean, like, those deer could stand there for 2 hours and meander around in front of your stand.
Just go to another.
I don't know. I'm stubborn, though.
You are stubborn.
I'll go right to that fucking stand. I don't give a shit. They'll come back.
I mean, if you didn't have a cell cam there to
I seen something on TikTok the other day. I seen something on TikTok the other day. This guy made a great point. He said he was out. I don't know where they were deer hunting at, but he had some guy filming him. And the guy that was filming him recently had an experience with somebody who's filming. And the dude would yell at him for stepping on branches. And then this dude stepped on a twig. And the dude turned around that gets beat every day, like,
yeah.
just cowering down, like, oh my god, I'm so sorry I stepped on. He's like, dude, don't worry about it. And then he's just, like, screaming, deer, deer, deer.
He's like, come here, deer, deer, deer.
He's like,
see, doesn't matter. Let's go kill a deer.
If the fucking deer ran from everything they were afraid of, they'd be running for 24 hours a day.
Right.
It's like, just go into the woods and hunt and shut the fuck up. About you, oh, I bet you stepped on a twig. Like, fucking raccoons step on a twig, man. Like,
yeah, a walnut falls from the sky and breaks a twig.
Like, just walk into the woods. That's like the argument about, should I go in before light or should I go in at light when I can see? Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah, just, if you're going to go out into the woods, have a damn good time doing it. Who gives a shit what anyone else has to say about it?
Exactly.
That's kind of our stand about all fucking everything.
That's what cracks me up about the waterfowl and the deer hunt pages I'm on. Like, these guys asking where should I set my decoys?
Where should I set my blind? Do this, do that. Like, it's all trial and error. These birds are different in every part of the state.
In the fuck are you hunting?
The mallards we kill up here have a complete different mindset than the mallards that I kill down in Arkansas.
And then you'll get 100 guys, either 50 of them are talking shit, and then the other 50 of them are telling you what they do. Like, what's the point of even asking? What, are you going to take all 50 of their
responses,
ideas, and put it into your little game plan?
Like, right. The best thing I could do, at least I could say for waterfowl, figure out what the fuck they want. Scout your spot.
What are the birds doing when you saw them?
How were they reacting to things coming? When other birds were coming, were they being talkative? Were they not being talkative? Did they shut the fuck up? Because a lot of times, your best thing would be to do is pick up a flag and shut the fuck up.
I don't understand how these people are out hunting. Like, figure it out, man.
Like, yeah, there's some questions to ask, but
just like stupid shit like that. Like, where should I set my decoys, motherfucker? I don't know. You live in Pennsylvania, dude. We live in Illinois. I have no idea how you should set your decoys.
I have zero clue, because the birds are going to be completely different over there.
I'm the X, man. If you saw them there, go sit there.
Go sit there. Bring 12 decoys. Don't call. There you go.
Like, what do you want me to say? You want me to fly out there and
analyze everything for you? Because, like, I will. Fly me out there.
Like, it's just like the same thing goes for deer hunting, man. Just go in the woods.
Get in the woods. Like, I know, there's like always the whole debate on scent control, no scent control. As long as your thermals are right, and your wind is fucking anywhere decent,
scent control
does not mean a fucking thing.
I can tell you one thing, I have not been winded by a deer in 5 years.
And I don't do a fucking thing for scent control.
You know, I put my clothes out, interesting. I got an interesting Snapchat. But I put my clothes outside. I'll put them outside every time before I hunt.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put them out on the front porch. I'll leave them out overnight, and then I'll bring them inside. Let them warm up for 10 minutes, and then I'll put them on.
Right.
And then I'll go deer hunt. And, like, I've had deer, like, looking at me. Like, smelling around. They'll look at me. And they'll just go back to grazing, man. Like,
they'll just keep doing their thing.
It's like, I ain't spending $30 on a fucking bottle of whatever the fuck, water.
And then come the rut, like,
oh my god.
I'll cover, you put on, you
bring, you could be fucking standing naked in the middle of a cornfield.
Right.
And if they're on a hot dough, man, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, and whatever.
Bring in your cover scent if you want. A fucking doe piss or buck and rut scent.
Yeah.
Just because they'll smell that before anything else, and if they smell anything that resembles a deer, their dicks are hard. They're coming for you.
Yeah, right. I mean, you get to fuck one time a year or twice a year, whatever.
Best thing I could tell you is find an old lady that's on the rag and have her go piss in your mock straight.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's kind of gross, but
hey, them deer will come back time and time again. I tell you what, bub.
You know what else I found?
Was it a pair of tits?
Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
You know what else I found interesting?
Those are nice pair of tits.
I've seen them. Every time I've gone out to set a camera, I will tell you this. I've set a camera, and then I'll piss right in front of it. Every night
just
or the
because
next.
Just because he likes to see his own dick on camera.
Yeah, I just see if it's taking pictures. that night or the next day, I will get a picture of a buck. Every single time I've done it. The past ever long cell cams have been out. Every single time I'll get
whatever,
a picture of a
buck. Whatever ones might work that time.
Yeah, whichever one's working, I'll get a picture of a buck, big or small. It has not failed. I don't know.
Big or small, big or small.
I don't know if they're just coming to check out, like, oh, who's this motherfucker in my woods? Like,
yeah.
Pissing on my shit.
Pissing on my shit.
But no, it happened this year. I got a picture of a little 6-point came in, like, sniffing around.
What?
But.
Show me your pussy.
Yeah. Ow.
Well, that's what you get for playing with a knife.
I think I got myself.
Yeah, put it away.
Should we go meet Doug?
I think it's probably time to go meet Doug. Yeah. Doug is wasted right now.
Yeah, we're going to meet our buddy Doug, Swarley.
Definitely got to meet Swarley.
I think Maddie's down there, too.
Oh, boy.
But we'll try and get another episode up next week.
Sometime, probably. Oh, fuck, I don't know. We got my
wedding. Actually, we might have an episode next week, so.
Maybe Sunday. Maybe we'll do a Sunday scary. Sunday scaries. We'll sit here and mope and groan.
It's going to be Sunday night.
I think it'll be like middle of the day Sunday. We'll maybe turn on a football game and you'll watch us analyze some football and both of us go like this.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I like it. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in next week. We'll have more stupid shit to talk about.
Goodbye.